Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor. I go to my longtime colleague and reporter from Australia, Jeremy Zakas, who is in Sydney, Australia. In these last hours, news from Sydney is striking. I read from CBS News, Josh Carney reporting. Sydney, Australia, on Saturday night, that would be right hours ago for Sydney time, that would be Saturday morning, East Coast time, began a two-week lockdown amid a surge in cases of COVID-19 Delta variant. New South Wales Premier said it was the scariest time that I felt since the pandemic started, as she announced the lockdown and associated stay-at-home orders for Greater Sydney, the Central Coast, Blue Mountains, and Wollongong. The new restrictions follow smaller lockdowns in parts of the city that began Friday in an effort to stem an outbreak of the highly contagious variant. Said the premier, everyone in Greater Sydney must stay at home unless it is for an essential reason. Jeremy, a very good morning to you in Sydney. This is back to the spring of 2020 for Sydney. Is it a surprise? How is it being received by the Sydney public and by Australia? Good day to you.
G'day, John. And short answer is it's not such a surprise because we've been waiting, I think, for this for a long time. We've seen the COVID coming up to our doorstep. We've seen it just about coming into our community. And, well, guess what? Here it is now. I mean, we are accepting it in good humour. We're accepting it in for what it is. The lockdowns are tough. We are used to them, unfortunately, in some ways, and we just have to go through it. But I guess what's probably the hardest right now is the suddenness of this one. The Delta variant was known but wasn't expected to really hit Sydney as hard. We'd seen some cases, but then all of a sudden we're in this short 3-day lockdown and then suddenly this 14-day lockdown almost on top of it. So honestly, we're kind of getting a little bit tired of it, but at the same time, we resorted to the fact that this is the thing we have to do right now, and this might be the only thing that will get us through it.
Jeremy, you're a younger man. You and your family are younger people. You have not been vaccinated as of yet, as is the case for a lot of the planet, because younger people were not the primary target for the original alpha, beta, gamma of the variants. But now the Delta variant is said, anecdotally, is said to be highly transmissible among younger people. So the concern here is that you are vulnerable to this. What have you seen in public? Are people masking again, Jeremy? Are there restrictions on restaurants and outdoor cafes?
Yeah, John. Look, people are putting on the masks. That's great to see. That's probably the most encouraging thing we're seeing at the moment. But it is also the law, I might add. So if you do go outside now without a mask, you're likely to be picked up by the police and at least fined. In some extreme cases, there is potentially some jail time for you. But you know what? In all honesty at the moment, what I've seen is that people are just getting on with it. People are getting the masks on. They're staying indoors. We did have the panic buying, which is something that we always expect now whenever we do get a lockdown, but people are doing the right thing. And as you mentioned there, John, I am in that bracket where we haven't quite been able to get the vaccine because we are too young effectively. So I guess in some ways for me, this lockdown does work well because it means that people are going to be isolating, are going to be hiding indoors for a bit, which reduces the risk of me actually getting it. So we're seeing things move forward as normal. We're seeing people doing the right thing, but honestly, as having been experienced with this now for a little bit, the more we get into these lockdowns, that's when you start to see people coming out, start to take the masks off when they shouldn't. So, you know, this first week's probably going to be good, but I think the next week, the last 7 days of the 14-day lockdown, that's really going to be telling about how resilient we're going to be as Sydneysiders.
The reporting here is that Australia has moved away from the AstraZeneca vaccine and you're now using Pfizer and Moderna, which is what we've had here in the East Coast of the United States. I've had two Moderna vaccines because I'm the primary target of the original variant. over 60 with a pre-existing condition. I'm a cancer survivor. So that is all appropriate. What is unknown is the threat to younger people who have had either one vaccination or none at all. There are anecdotal reports that people who have been fully vaccinated in Israel are vulnerable to the Delta variant. What are you hearing on the television about from health officials? What are they saying, Jeremy?
Yes, yes, exactly, John. The same thing. In fact, we're saying now that this Delta variant is, you could almost consider it like basically a new type of COVID. So it's not just a rehash or an addition to the previous variants we've seen. This is something new. This is something more dangerous. And it's not something that we should treat as, oh, we've done this before. This lockdown's the same as every other COVID variant, the South African variant, etc. This Delta variant could be something different. While at the moment it's believed that a lot of the inoculations will at least prevent the COVID variant actually getting into your system and being as harmful as it could be, it is still an unknown with the Delta variant, because the Delta variant does have a largely different makeup structure within its DNA, I guess you could say. So we're being warned here in Australia. We're being prepared for the worst, that this Delta variant could be something completely new and in some ways could restart the COVID pandemic again if we don't treat it properly, which is going into lockdown, which is isolating and trying to stop it before it spreads.
You're at winter time because you're on the right side of the world, so you're coming into winter as we're into summer here. Now, so the children are in school. Are they no longer going to school? Has there been a decision about school children?
Actually, you've raised a good point there, John. It just happened to start at the beginning of our school holidays. We're now in the middle of the year school holidays, which last, ironically, exactly 2 weeks. Now, it's not exactly a perfect fit. The school holidays were due to go back before the COVID lockdown was to end, and that will now be extended. The schools in many areas of Sydney at this point look like they won't reopen exactly when they were going to after school holidays. But in that short, small mercy, we somehow got lucky in the fact that school children weren't actually at school at this time.
Jeremy Zakas, my longtime correspondent in Sydney, Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.